Happy, 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 happy Monday. How are you? Did you have a happy Easter?
I went to church.
I've been going more lately, and
I went to a new one this time. My daughter found a new place to go. It's also fun to Easter Sunday at the church. It's awfully fun.
So today, I want to chat about systemizing your success. One of the things I do around here is I systemize things so well. A lot of automation, a lot of things are just in place and just keep happening all the time. It is amazing how it works. But there's a method you could use every single day to what you do to stay motivated, to stay on track, to get what you want. A couple of basic things. If you do this, it'll work for you. Ready for it? Be easy. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. It's a simple proposition. Life begins when you move. Been saying that since the very first podcast I did way back in 2005. Life begins when you move. And about 2-3 weeks after, actually, I think it was 3 weeks, as I recollect, long time ago now, I recognized that, okay, I've motivated all these people. And now the next thing you're saying to me, yes, God, I went and did it, but no, this happened. Now what do I do? Life got in the way. So I started saying, well, life gets in the way. And right after that, we came up with stand up, take a step and repeat. Okay, that means that life begins when you move, and then life will immediately get in the way. You're going to have to deal with the challenges. So how do you do that? Well, you just stand up, you take a step in the direction you want to go, and you keep repeating until you get what you want. Then the question came up, well, how long do I repeat? I said, well, until you get what you want, why would you stop before you got there anyway? So simple logic, all based on Scott logic, all based on you getting what you want in life. I'm glad you're here today. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Every Monday, I ask a question, begin the show, by saying, have you done your homework? Did you sit down and ask yourself one simple question? How's my life going? Take some quiet time, about 2 minutes. Doesn't take a lot to do it. Ask yourself, how's my life going? The roles of your life, the areas that you live your life, the things you want to be doing, are you getting what you want? Is it going the way you want it to go? If it is, make a couple notes about that and how things are good and how you're going to make sure you keep maintaining that. If it's not going so well, if you don't like the answer, if things don't feel so good, no problem. Just say, fine. This is what I don't like. Let's identify what's not going the way we want it to go. And instantly, without you having to do anything else, you're going to start to find ways to fix that. It's automatic. Why? Because we've got it down in your subconscious mind. You're starting to think about it. You're going to work on it a bit. It's going to happen. The more you do this, not just Mondays, but every day, the more you get what you want. That's a promise. So systemizing success. Oh, before I get on, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Join me in the Facebook group, okay? I want to make sure I remind you to do that. So getting a success you want, systemizing. So wouldn't it be great if you had a plan that would help you get what you want? Kind of a recipe, kind of a roadmap. I look at recipes and roadmaps. I use them all the time. I have something I call Recipe for Me. I've used it forever on my own. It's little instructions I use day by day. I don't reference it all the time, but I definitely have a book. The theory is this, is that as I figure out what works for me, I take the time to write it down. Now, that includes, by the way, responding to certain situations that maybe I stuck my foot in my mouth. I will write down how what I should have done and what worked when I did it, and I'll write that down and keep it. And the reason I do that is because why do the work again? Figure out what works, keep it in a place where you can reference it if something pops up in your life and check it out. I'll be doing something soon on that to help you develop that. It's something I've done a long time here, and I've never done anything with it on the podcast, but other than talk about it. So this is a system I use all the time. I call it my MAP system. It's kind of an overlay system, if you will. It's not all the detail you'll need. The detail goes down in the middle of this thing, but this is a place that you can begin to think about how you stay on track to get what you want. Because life is long. If we're lucky, days are long. Days and weeks can be long, depending on what you've got going on. But life is long. And if you're lucky, you're going to be here for a long time. And so you need something to maintain you as you go along the way. So the MAP system, a system to get you kind of moving in the direction of focus in your life against four areas. So the first place is just taking a basic trait that we call motivation. Motivation is, it's where everything begins. When you know your why, you know your mission, you know your goals, when you have all those put together, you'll be motivated. So everything begins with motivation. And usually what happens is I will get motivated to do something. I'm thinking there's something I want to change in my life, and I'm kind of fishing around for inspiration. Motivation starts because I'm motivated. I get some inspiration, go, wow, that's it. And now I'm doubly motivated. So whatever you can do, try to find a way to stay motivated. If it's this show, if it's any other show, pay attention to the most successful people in the world. They stay motivated. A lot of people poo-poo motivation. Ah, come on, don't do that. And you know what? It's here for a reason. It works. We need it. Our psychology needs it. So
Pay attention to it. And whatever you can do with the MAP system, you want to have a tool for motivation along the way. What do you do? It's a podcast. It could be a mentorship of some type. It could be a mastermind. Whatever it takes, could be books you read. Feed yourself something that's motivational and inspirational to you so you get that feeling. You know the good one that comes from it? That's number one. Secondly, in the MAP system, the A is accountability. Being accountable and responsible and accepting everything in your life, you're accountable and responsible for your results. That's going to empower your success. If it's to be, it's up to me. It's a great way to get started. And I say this because we live in a day and age now where a lot of folks are not accountable and not responsible. And yet it's old fashioned, and yet it still works. That's how it works. It's just normal. It's regular folks. I know the internet changed everything. The rules are different now, right? Not really. Humans are humans. When you're accountable for every single thing that you do, whether you like it or not, I mean, like, say you want to lose weight. I lost 33 pounds so far. I got about 5 or 6 more. I couldn't believe I was that fat. I'm a big guy. Hey, guys, you ever get mad when people start calling you a big guy? Yeah, me too. That's when you know you're fat. But I'm going to go down probably 40 pounds total by the end. And there's only one way to do that. I'm the only one that can help me do it. So I got to be accountable for every calorie I eat and every exercise I do. I have to accept the responsibility to get that done. Nobody can help me. They can motivate me. They can cheer me on. They can support me, but I'm the guy. I'm it. If it's to be, it's up to me. So I have the motivation, serious motivation, to keep me on track doing this. And I'm enjoying the ride now. It's fun when you get to the other side of it, when you get muscles and get skinny and start buying new clothes and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. Well, I'm the dude. I'm the one that keeps me accountable. You got to do the same thing. Thirdly, planning. So motivation, accountability, and planning. So I want you to plan your work and work your plan. It's that simple. If you can't plan it, you can't do it. So a lot of folks do it. They like to wing it a whole lot. As part of my success plan for losing the 33 pounds so far that I've lost, I have had a very specific plan for my diet. It's got some wiggle room in it, but I know how many calories I'm eating. I know my rules when I feel like I have to have a cheat day. And my workout has been absolutely spot on. I follow a plan. I follow it about a 6-week plan, then I rotate into something else, and I have a 12-month plan that I'm following. I ain't thinking about it. I'm just looking at my piece of paper to see what my plan says to do. That's it. So when you have the motivation, when you hold yourself accountable for getting it done, and only you accountable, and don't rely on anybody else to make you do it, and you have a plan that you are following, and you don't care what anybody else says, you're going to start to get what you want. Systemization. The first steps of any worthy goal are always difficult. Hard to get started, isn't it? But as you get more comfortable, it's going to get easier. So I want you to lock in your actions and just repeat until you get what you want. I'm right there now with the weight loss, staying on that metaphor. I have locked in such a system that if I get off track at all, makes no difference whatsoever. If I get off track at all, then I can just go back to my system that works. I just go back to the eating. I go back to the workout. I just go do it. I just show up. That's what you need. And finally, we repeat the S on the end here. Sustainability. Everything takes longer than you think. And many things you want to keep going for your entire lifetime. You just want to keep your lifestyle. Once you got it, you want to keep it, right? So make sure you set yourself up for the long haul. Momentum is built by stacking your accomplishments sequentially. Most people are, they forget that. They forget that the success you have, you know, when you're 40 or 50 years old is built because you've stacked since you were 20 years old and you didn't throw it all away. It's like saving money. You started saving when you're young. By the time you're 45 or 50, you got a bunch of money in the bank because you stacked that. Same thing with anything else you do. So as you get your accomplishments, as you figure out what works, you want to stack that and keep it going forever. The freedom that you really want in your life, it rests on a stable and repeatable foundation of motivation, accountability, planning, systemization, and sustainability, my MAP system. It is the structure that gives you the freedom that you want. The very minute you figure out that you must have structure to get freedom, you are free. As long as you keep winging it, it's difficult to do. That's why we do not want to wing it. Accountability or motivation, accountability, planning, systemization, and sustainability. All right. So we've got a big week coming up this week. All kinds of cool stuff. To keep you moving forward, keep you positive, keep you upbeat, give you that positive boost you need, and at the same time, some ideas you can really work with. Some really deep, some superficial, looking for that click, that thing that's going to make you move a little bit today and to make it worth your time and a little bit of entertaining as well. So that's all coming up this week. We'll get into it. I do want to invite you, please, To go over to the Facebook page, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook is the redirect we set up for you to make it easy to remember. It's dailyboostpodcast/Facebook. See, getting any easier than that, right? No searching. Go over there. I got about three questions for you. It's simple stuff. It's for me to kind of get to know you just a little bit when you come in the door. And then once you get in, open it up. I'm there. A lot of folks are there, happy to communicate with you and to have some fun, make life happy, okay? Have a great day. I'm going to see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.